flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu, chidevalokash, chidevabhutani, chidendriyani, karta chidanta karanam chideva, chideva sarvam.
Om Shanti. A visitor asked a worker, "What are you doing?" And the worker was angry and shouted back, "Don't you see what I am doing? Cutting stones, hard stones. And he continued cutting the stones. The visitor asked the second worker, "What do you do?" And the second worker replied, "I am earning my livelihood, don't you see? I work the whole day long, keep slogging, and yet I don't get enough. I have to take care of my wife, my children. And the visitor turned towards the third worker. And the visitor asked, "What do you do?" But the third worker has no time to answer. He was so happy. He was jumping with joy, singing whilst he was cutting stones. And he said, "Don't you see? I am building the temple of God." The visitor went away. He returned after many, many years. And he saw the first worker is still cutting the stone with the same exasperation on his face, with the same frustration and a sense of despondency. The second worker has become a rich man. Now there are so many workers under him. But where is the third? He was nowhere seen. On inquiry, the visitor found out that the third worker is no more a worker. He is no more working. Neither he is a rich man, nor a landlord. But he has become a spiritual guru. He has become a spiritual light, a spiritual beacon, a spiritual giant. He doesn't work anymore, but he guides people. He has become a living light. Inner awakening, inner illumination. When you become a spark of luminosity, when you become a spiritual spark, you start giving light to others. You become a spiritual lighthouse. So today's Murli is about Diwali. And Diwali is not about external rituals. It has nothing to do with lighting the lamps outside. And listen until the internal lamp is lit. The real celebration cannot take place. I am a living light, a living lamp. So sit down and multiple times throughout the day, imagine, visualize, I am a living light. I spread love, I spread knowledge, I spread joy. A small lamp complained, I am so small, I cannot shine like the sun, I cannot shine like the moon, I cannot shine like the star. And God replied, when sun is not seen, when the moon disappears and stars are nowhere in the sky, you can still show the light to a lost traveler. Be there where you are and shine. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to call people. Stay where you are and shine. There is no need for advertisement of your glow. Moths will come. So that is the first self-respect from today's Murli. And then Baba said, you are the master of five elements. You are the master of matter. It is the victory of the mind over the matter. The five elements would be in turmoil. But you will remain untouched. The earth will shake. There would be tempest and storms. You will remain unhurt. No loss you will incur. That day will come when you will have complete mastery over the matter. The five elements will join in hands with your higher consciousness. So you can have a brainstorming session on how to become the master of matters. You are the bestower of fortune. When the world situation will deteriorate and the souls would run hither and thither and there would be complete anarchy, you will be the one who will be the bestower of blessings and the bestower of fortune. You will become the master knowledge, son of knowledge. You will spread, emit good vibes, the vibes of world benefaction. And you will become the goddess of coolness, Shitala Devi. The souls will come running to you, O Mother, and you will sprinkle waters of compassion. So these are the different self-respects from today's Murli. So you can create a visualization picture of each one of them. I am a living light. I spread light everywhere. I am the master of the matter. A disciple came running to the master and said, "Master, look, there is a storm outside. It is destroying everything." And the master calmly said, "It is not destroying anything. It is only teaching what is eternal and what is temporary. It's only teaching that you have to increase your glow when the winds blow. So be the master of five elements. You have to play the role of being the master, being the bestower of fortune and bestower of blessing. The whole world has been taken captive and Maya is a great terrorist. It has bitten you, black and blue. But now you need to wear that bulletproof jacket and go. And defeat. This Maya. You are the master ocean of, master sun of knowledge. Spread the vibrations. You are the goddess of coolness. Spread the light of compassion, mercy. Baba has talked in this Murli about unlimited hall. This Murli is happening in meditation hall, and at that time the Om Shanti Bhavan is under construction. And Baba said, "You are the children of ocean. Like ocean you are. So no matter what you construct, it will become small. A day will come when these five elements would become the four walls. You are the children of the unlimited. Only the unlimited walls would help. So you can create a picture of unlimited wall, of sky and earth, how it will be like, an image, a design, an artwork, a visualization, an imagination, a picture, a collage, a digital work, or handwritten drawing. How this hall will look like, the unlimited hall. The next is, Baba said, your place will become spiritual asylum. What is your concept about spiritual asylum? How that asylum would be? Can have a creative writing on this, my spiritual asylum. My vision of the spiritual asylum, where the distressed soul will come and they'll get relief. They'll heave a sigh of relief. The world is boiling. And they will have the water of coolness here. The world is sick. And this will be a panacea. The center of spiritual healing. It will take care of your hidden, deep, unhealing wounds, emotional traumas. The dirty past, the unresolved conflicts, so spiritual asylum. The Murli also talks about many blessings. You can create a series of may you be series. May you be healthy, may you be wealthy, may you be immortal, may you be happy. A big series, a garland can be created. Just as the nature, the five elements will garland you. So also you can create a garland of many such blessings. The mind will become creative. Also, this Murli talks about invoking. Just as on the occasion of Diwali, they invoke the goddess of wealth. So, you invoke your stage of being the goddess of wealth. So, they invoke a deity. You invoke your perfected stage. You invoke your complete stage. So this is a small Murli and yet very deep. It explores so many things. First, awakening from within. Second, becoming the master of matter. Third, becoming the bestower of fortune and blessings. Next, this unlimited hall. What is your concept about this unlimited hall? Of living in that eternal light. A master complains, a disciple complains, Master, what should I do so that my lamp will shine eternally? And the master said, stop thinking about eternity. Focus on just giving light. Don't remain so much busy in checking whether your light is shining brightly or not. That itself can create stress sometime. And don't even worry about whether others will acknowledge your light or not. A small lamp lights and gives lights to the world. Does it expect any thank you from those whom it is lighting? Why a lamp lights? Does it want any praise? No, it doesn't want praise. It doesn't want acknowledgement. It doesn't even want to give light to others. Then why it is shining? It is its nature. It has nothing to do with any attitude of service. It is its nature to shine. The lamp shines because it cannot do anything otherwise. So this hall, this asylum, invoking your stage, and may you be series. So this is in nutshell about today's Murli. I'm Shanti.